And now for our last presentation of the day, we will hear from two representatives from the CHSSN, Mrs. Brenda Edwards and Mrs. Kelly Haworth. The title of the presentation is Partners for Health and Social Services, Connecting Communities. You need the click.
Good afternoon. My name is Brenda Edwards. I'm with the CHSSN. I'm involved in a couple of endeavors of the CHSSN, the main one being the Networking Partnership Initiative. I help manage that program, and through that program, we help fund 18 community networks across the province of Quebec, 14 of which you heard yesterday are involved in the McGill Retention Program. A second very pleasant part of the work that I do is involved with an agreement that we have with McGill under the Training and Retention Program for distance community support. And we've been involved in this program for a number of years yet. So for a number of years to date, we're on our second agreement with McGill. We started with a core group of network communities that we invited to participate, and in recent years we've been adding one community per year. One of our NPI communities per year is invited to participate in our distance community support program. It's a cornerstone of our community health education that we help support our communities in. And under the Distance Community Support Program, our two key elements are to promote the delivery of health promotion information to communities by experts in English. And the second part of that, the second focus, is to create connections, to create links and partnerships with our public health institutions, our public health partners, our professionals, and professionals in the health field and in health associations. And so we do that through two wonderful individuals who have been involved with our program for the past number of years. The first is Joanne Jones, and the second is Kelly Haworth. And today Kelly Haworth is here to actually review the program with you, to give you its highlights. And my role is simply really to introduce Kelly to all of you. So Kelly and Joanne have been very dedicated individuals, have been working with us, as I say, for a number of years. And they've stayed with us through thick and thin, you know, even in the slower funding periods. They took the risk with us that things would fall into place, and they have. And we've been thrilled with all of the expertise that they've provided us over the years. So Kelly will go over the program with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I'm really pleased to be here among so many of my esteemed colleagues and peers who are doing great work in the communities, and it just further reinforces what Brenda has said and what I'm doing here. So the CHEP program, it's called, you see it here as the Distance Community Support Program. We call it the Community Health Education Program. And so we're moving from this morning, having started with Michael's presentation about community, back to, and very grassroots, talking about the community. And that's what I'll be doing now, is talking about some very grassroots aspects of video conferencing. And a program, the Community Health Education Program, that is a small program, as Brenda mentioned, and yet it's had a big impact through partnering. So I will move on just to show you. Here is, you've no doubt seen this map in other contexts. This is just to situate some of our communities. I'm not going to go into where they're all located, but you can see they're divided up along by the regions. And just to give you an appreciation that this program is a video conferencing program that serves the communities, the remote rural communities, right across the province of Quebec. And we do that by partnering. And just to look at the next slide here, program objectives. As Brenda mentioned, it is a support program. It's supporting communities and professionals in building partnerships for the delivery of public health education in the English language. Do this specifically in health and social services. So we support the communities and their partners in developing approaches and identifying health education priorities, and I'll get that to that in a few minutes and how we do that. It's also to support them and their partners in the delivery of these programs, and we do this specifically around the delivery of video conferencing in health and social services. The third objective ties in with really what we're doing here today, and that is the sustainability of health education partnerships and this program, how this program sustains those partnerships. So here's an overview of our communities. As Brenda has already mentioned to you, we started out prior to, during our first round of funding, with four communities. Those are the first four communities that you see there, Kamikaze, Coasters, and MCDC. These were the pilot communities for this program. Back then, it was called telehealth. Now, at the rate of about one a year, we've added new communities, and now are finding ourselves with 12 remote English-speaking communities. And our newest pilot is actually the Jeffrey Hill Health Center, which is in Quebec City. So a few statistics, and I just want to have you bring your attention to this handout that you find in your red folders. It's two pages, double-sided. It's just some quick statistics about the program and some of the numbers that we're seeing. When we talk about a small program having big impact, it does go beyond these numbers, and I'm going to explain that in more detail. But at a glance, you have these numbers in front of you, and the statistics are that we have 12 participating networks. So this is what's grown throughout the years. And now, moving down, when we think about that growth, each of these networks has partnered around enlisting more and more sites at which they are able to hold these video conferences. And to do that, and this is really where the sustainability also comes in of the program, is the importance of partnering and the relationships. I've heard that word said today. Someone said, you know, the quoted Russ Kieber as saying, you know, building relationships, and that's so important because that's really what we're talking about here, is building relationships towards really enabling the growth of their community and building that capacity around partnering and sustaining those partnerships. So we're talking about an average of one video conference per month. So this happens usually between September and June. The range of attendance, as you can see here, is between 29 and 91 participants. So a given video conference, and we're talking, we could have 10 participants at one site, 20 at another, and for a total of 91 at some of our video conferences. Our total number of participants, and we're talking in the last year, from 2011 to 2012, is 652. These numbers vary depending, but generally we find this, given we're talking about remote English-speaking communities, our goal has been to bring out the community members, people who are interested in learning more and empowering themselves around their health and their social services. Topics. These are not the topics that become, and you can see this on your sheet, all of these topics, they come directly from the community. The communities work in collaboration with their C3S, their public partners, their agence, to discover which health priorities will be put on the schedule. So we have conversations with the communities around the topics that really matter and the topics that are important to bring to the table. And from there we plan. And each community network is committed to hosting one priority topic. Hosting means that they say, for example, we're interested, if we look at body imbalance, for example, a video conference on body imbalance, because there's a need in our area to learn more about fall prevention, body imbalance, standing on our feet and feeling strong in our cores. So they ask with their public partners who they can have as a presenter. We work together. Joanne Jones, my colleague, is the one who works to find a presenter. And the speaker is chosen based on their expertise in the area. It's very important also that they have a background. We've had speakers from McGill. Estelle is actually presented for us in the area of grief and loss. And we look for dynamic speakers, because if you can imagine a video conference, and, well, you don't have to imagine, we did see one today. So it has to be, the speaker has to be engaging. Otherwise, people are looking at a flat screen, and our goal is to make this video conference as dynamic and interesting as possible, because we want people to keep coming back and we want the real benefit to continue. Our speakers also bring to our communities validated recommended resources. These could be in the form of a PowerPoint presentation. It could be any kind of resources that our speaker has used in their line of work. And in these resources, again, thinking of our rural, remote communities, these are sought-after resources because there's a more of a wish for English-speaking materials in these areas. And so we ask our presenters whether they have online resources or just to make their PowerPoint presentations available to us for the video conferences, and we send these to the communities. And then our last point here is community networks have follow-up activities, and this is really key, that are related to the host topic. Follow-up activities could be anything from a lunch and learn. It could be showing the DVD, because one of the aspects that's really important of our program is that we video record each and every video conference. We didn't start out doing that. When we started out doing that, it was for the reason that perhaps people were not able to come to a session during weather, inclement weather, or technological problems that occurred. And now we're finding, and certainly over the past 4 or 5 years, that these DVDs are becoming a real tool. And I'll talk more about that in a few moments. So you can see here, these are the video conferences, which are also on the schedule. I'm just going through those. Okay. So connecting with partners. This is the real meat of this presentation. Connecting with partners. When we talk about partners, there's so many, and I'll talk about those as we go along. There's actually more than fit on this slide, so I will mention them all. But if we talk about our C3S partnering, an example of that in one of our sessions was our C3S presenter for a session on body imbalance, which I talked about a little earlier, where the workbooks were presented were provided to participants in the remote locations by the agence. This was a complete partnering, and it was body imbalance. It was given, the presenter was Susan McAlpine. She's a physiotherapist from the C3S d'Argenteuil. So this was a wonderful example of partnering around us having a presenter actually give the video conference who was from the C3S, the public partner. Other examples of partnering as our local C3S, they are informed and they're invited to every single video conference via the local community organizations. So You'll have Coasters inviting their Ces Trois S. You'll have MCDC inviting their Ces Trois S. Despite the fact that it's not always possible, there's a lot of interest. And something that I will talk about later, again, is the DVDs. What's important is that they're very interested in being kept up to date about these video conferences and want to always know when they're going to be held and certainly want to be kept informed about the DVD because there's the potential, which I'll speak about a little later, for the DVD to move past the video conference and have more participation from the community and at that have someone from the Ces Trois S come and be with the community. The other partners that are invited can be regional and local associations. We're talking about Alzheimer's Society, the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Example, recently when we did a session on cardiovascular wellness back in February, we did around Valentine's Day, we had partners around the table at the video conference from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and they had provided all the materials as well. So this was a very important partnership, and because, too, when they have local or regional branch offices, they're able to directly partner with our community organizations who can either get materials or have a speaker in from the organization following the video conference. We've also, it's not on this slide, but we've also, our community organizations partner with their local community learning centers. This is an important partnership for actually being able to have the, hold the video conference because they have the video conferencing facilities as well as the schools and some of the organizations have their own video conferencing facilities that CHSSN has installed through the McGill Project. The Montreal Children's Hospital, through the MUHC, McGill University Hospital Center, continues to be a key partner in this project. This is where we broadcast all the video conferences, usually from the Montreal Children's Hospital. On occasion, it could be at another location. We did addictions and dependencies out of the Montreal General, but it's all within the MUHC. And also very important to mention is the partnership between Health Canada, the funding that comes through McGill and makes this possible. So I'll just move to the next slide. Okay. Whoops. I'm going back. Sorry about that. Just bear with me here. Good thing we're on time. Okay. Partnering with the Ces Trois S, these are some success stories about connecting. And the first one that I'd like to talk to you about is Lunch and Learn in Thetford Mines with MCDC. Somewhere along the line, it was realized that a very big benefit, and any of you who know anything about adult learning, big benefit to holding these video conferences is mobilizing people, getting people together, just the way we are today, actually. It's all the conversations, the learning conversations that take place between people, often informally. And so this Lunch and Learn was an idea of MCDC and Thetford Mines based on the idea that we hold the video conferences from 10 in the morning till noon. So the idea was that people could stay for lunch. A lunch might be hosted in which everyone has the opportunity to further the dialogue around the video conference so that if cardiovascular wellness presented in February was the video conference, the participants at MCDC, Thetford Mines, they stayed for lunch. And also present was a Ces Trois S nurse. Now think about this for a minute. the Setoises nurse, she was not just there watching the video conference. She watched the video conference, learning with her community, but then afterwards stayed for lunch, stayed for the discussion, and as I was told by Peter Whitcomb of MCDC, she actually met with individuals during the period following the video conference and talked about their blood pressure, hypertension, had individual counseling sessions with each of these people and talked about, took their blood pressure and talked about what's in the normal range and demystified the whole aspect of hypertension. So this was a wonderful partnering, bringing the public partner in and demystifying not just the topic, but the approachability of the Setoises. That's one example. Another story is the Health Matters series in collaboration with the Setoises, and that's out of Cowansville. This is through Townshippers Association and in collaboration with Avante Women's Center and the Setoises. And what they do is they show, Barb Bellingham of Avante assembles a group once a month, and she shows one DVD from all of the video conferencing sessions. And they have a what's called a Health Matters series. And there are Setoises, often people from the Setoises. There could be all kinds of partners on hand. There could be, if it's body and balance, there could be a local physiotherapist on hand. There could be, for another session, there could be a local pharmacist on hand, a nurse from the Setoises. And what this does is this comes back to what I said earlier about the DVDs. At first, they were used in case of somebody not being able to come to the video conference. Now they're a tool for furthering learning, and they're a valuable tool. We're finding more and more community organizations in the NPI that are associated with CHEP are ordering the DVDs because they're seeing the value of this tool as something that allows them to further work with their partners, and I'll talk more about that. Support groups in Knowlton, Townshipper, again, through Townshippers Association. There's the Parkinson's support group, Parkinson's peer support group, and there's also the prostate cancer support group. And these are direct outcomes from having held video conferences on those topics in the year before this one. And I'll share a quote here that comes. If it wouldn't have been for the session DVD, this group would not be here today. That was the founder of the prostate cancer support group in Brome-Missisquoi through Townshippers Association Montérégie. So it's a powerful, the DVD is a powerful opportunity for partnering. And partnering, you know, what we're really talking about is going beyond the initial information campaign of the video conference and building on the momentum that's been established from the video conference, taking it a step further, not just to build capacity, but to build capacity around partnering and follow-up activities and so much more that potential. As the speaker before me from Yes Montreal said, the possibilities, huh? The next slide is the pamphlet that Townshippers developed around, it was, my understanding it was developed as a guideline around establishing a support group. So it's a 2-page pamphlet. I won't read it to you, but you can see. I'm sure if anyone's interested, you can get in touch with Ingrid sitting here at the front table. And it's a wonderful example of how to mobilize your resources around starting a support group. A lot of questions around that from our communities, and Townshippers has has actually put that onto paper, so you can see that on two slides. Just a quote that I'll share from that. Support groups are formed to help us get out of the house, to show us that we are not alone in this situation. That's key, huh? Isn't that why we get together and learn? We want to have that camaraderie, that conversation around learning so that we're not alone and we can learn from each other. I'd like to share some other examples of partnering with the Ces Trois S. Four Corners in De Montagne, we have Rola sitting over there. They scheduled, again, this was 1 week following the cardiovascular wellness video conference in February, a session on hypertension with their Ces Trois S. It was at a community location. And where the person from the Ces Trois S came and again, more demystifying of what hypertension is and outreach and helping the community better understand the topic. Other initiatives from Four Corners are something in the works, which is collaborating with the Ces Trois S around support for caregivers. It's hard to know sometimes where one initiative begins and ends and another begins, but my conversations with Rola, she says, you know, it's just all related. It's all intertwined. And one of what I understood, too, from Four Corners is one of the person, Edith, who's responsible for the CHEP program, she had some very productive meetings with four representatives of her Ces Trois S and explained the importance of their role in collaborating and cooperating. And in doing that, formed a partnership whereby one Ces Trois S person attends each of their video conferences. So it's a wonderful example of partnering. Another example of partnering, and I'm going to look to my colleague here, Danielle, to come up and talk about that, is Enrich, OHSSN, in Utah, their involvement in the PA, or stand-up program, through the Ces Trois S. Danielle? Yeah. Please.
Ours was, we used a DVD, and it was in a very rural, remote part called Casabaswa in the Utawa. And I contacted the Ces Trois S to let them know and to invite them, and so they said that this was great because they had tried to offer the PA program for about 3 years and could never do it because they could not get enough registration. So at that point, I went back to the community and I said, look, guys, this is what the Ces Trois S wants to do because the community also has a responsibility there as well. And so they mobilized. And at that session, they sent out their occupational therapist. She answered questions. And sure enough, they got enough people to run the program. So it was a win-win for the Ces Trois S, who's trying to offer a program, and for the community, because there's a responsibility on both parts. But there's another thing that actually Michael Udy twigged about CHEP program, is that there were two that dealt with mental health, one on depression and one on grief and loss. And what just went through my mind was that I was surprised that we had, like, at each session, two or three social workers from our Ces Trois S that came. And the reason why they came was they were looking for resources because they work with the English-speaking community.
Thank you, Danielle. And Danielle's is one example. There's Vision Gaspé, who has successfully run a PA program. North Shore Community Association with Jody Lessard here. They're actually going to be having their second group this coming September of people who will be enrolling in the PA stand up and get together to do exercise through the Ces Trois S. And Cami as well in the Magdalen Islands through Elena Burke. With 8 participants, I think, in their stand-up program, 8 to 12 participants in the last year. So it's wonderful partnering, and it all started with having a video conference where the state process was involved. So the session DVDs, Furthering the Outcomes. This group here is Cowansville Group. Earlier you heard about Health Matters. It's a picture of people who are in the Health Matters through Townshippers. The DVDs, as I mentioned earlier, they're an opportunity to further the outcomes because they allow for partnering with not just this, also with the CETOISES and public partners, the agence, professional associations, CLCs, partnering on so many levels. The DVDs also allow for flexible time and location. Example, if somebody cannot attend a CHEP session, be it someone, a public partner, a partner of any kind, or a community member, there's always the opportunity to show the DVD at another time, a flexible time, and assemble a cohort together who can sit and watch that DVD and discuss it, and discuss it with a healthcare professional in the room. It can also respond to a new need that arises in the community. Someone gave me an example yesterday from one of the remote communities. We had done a DVD, a video conference on loss and trauma. If there is a major loss in a small community due to an accident, such a DVD can be very useful afterwards, assembling people to help them understand, assembling with somebody from the clergy or someone from public health. So that could be another way to use the DVDs. The DVDs are also used around seniors' health issues, assembling a group of seniors. They may not make it to the video conference showing. One of our locations can be difficult for seniors in our remote community to get to. It means they have to go upstairs, but they can later view the DVD by going to another location and at a time that's suitable for everyone. And as was pointed out to me by Barb Bellingham of Avante doing Health Matters, she's recognizing through Townshippers, I'll come back to the example of Townshippers, that the DVDs and the video conferences, they're also a tool for health literacy because they're visual. They allow people to see. And you'll see an example of that in a few minutes because we're actually going to look at a clip from a DVD. So I believe we're there now. I'll ask Mathieu to please key in the DVD. We're going to look at several clips of Arthritis Revisited with Myra Siminovich. A little quiz.
Absolutely right. It's false. Arthritis is the number one cause of disability in North America.
Mathieu, okay. Next slide.
Our place isn't cheerful and nothing can be done. True or false? Alan will go to you and they home.
Sorry. The next chapter 26. Sorry. What you're seeing how we've integrated, and this was done, this is a DVD that was actually reworked a bit because there were a lot of technical glitches on it. So the person who did it, actually, it was done through Barb Bellingham because she's wonderful at being able to do DVDs, edit DVDs. She was able to integrate the questionnaire with the true and false, and that's something that we've put in these video conferences as a way to make them interactive with the community. So it gets the presenter interacting, and that's what the communities want. They want to interact with the presenter. It's the next best thing to being there, right? So let's look at what is arthritis, Mathieu, please, just so you can see the presenter and get a feel for what that. Chapter 27, please, which is back to the communities. While that's being cued, it's essentially coming. Chapter 27, which is coming back to the communities where they're asking questions. If we have a chance to get that up, and I'll talk to that as I conclude here. The whole idea, and you see all the communities on asking their questions, and this is one of the, what we consistently hear about these video conferences and people's valuing, community members' value of these video conferences is participants love the opportunity to interact with others from across the province. It goes back to what we said earlier about that conversation of learning, right? They're not alone. Someone from Sept-Îles might be asking a question that in Gaspé they wanted to ask themselves. So they really enjoy being able, one, to see the presenter, not just a PowerPoint presentation. So if PowerPoints are shown, it's strictly for graphics, a slide to make a point. They want to interact with the presenter. They want to hear each other's questions. Also, we found that a benefit of these video conferences, and I'll go back. Mathieu will take that off now, please. We'll go to the last slide. The benefit of these video conferences for people is that they're asking questions. They get to ask their questions. We always explain to them that if they have questions, they give them to their community coordinator, and then they could have the questions answered by the presenter. Well, as a side benefit, we're being told that people are becoming more comfortable asking questions of their healthcare providers. Isn't that interesting? It's not so scary, because we ask them to write their questions down on a piece of paper and hand them to their community coordinator. And the last benefit is, as they become more comfortable doing this, they're becoming more comfortable in approaching their healthcare providers, be it their doctors or the health care providers at their C3S or CLSC. So one, and this is a parting thought that I would like to leave you on before we go to questions, is something Peter Whitcomb of MCDC said to me yesterday. There's a real move here, a real movement towards always reinforcing for people through these video conferences, through the DVDs, essentially any of the partnering that we're doing in health and social services, that people are responsible for their own health and well-being, that they need to take that responsibility and empower themselves, and that the idea that they need to be able to go to their doctors and keep their records. So it's our hope that we can continue to do this work to empower people to continue taking responsibility for such an intimate and important aspect of their lives, and that is their health. So let's now go to questions, if anyone has any questions. And while you're asking questions, I'll just show you the CHSSN CHEP webpage. Natsu, if you can just click on that, please. While we get that up, that'll just be in the background. Are there any questions? Wow. Okay. Means you heard, your questions were answered. This is the community health education page. You can access it through chssn.org. Attached to this is also the community, CHSSN Health Resource Library, and there's a lot of rich information on there associated with the CHEP program. Thank you very much for your time and attention today.